بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته الله جل شانه ومن والاه willed that you should be present here today and that I should be the one addressing you. However, the lessons that I will embark upon are not only for you, but it is also for me. The last time that I sat in front of you, just to recap so that a person can find the link between that bayan and this bayan, and for some reason, if somebody was not present here, then we will be able to understand the line that I am taking. The words that I mentioned last time were the words of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Saab Rahmatullah Ali. After studying the halat and the amraz and the sickness of the ummah, what did he mention? That log sunte nahi, jo sunte hai wo samajhte nahi, jo samajhte hai wo karte nahi, jo karte hai wo jamte nahi, jo jamte hai wo ikhlas hi nahi rakhte. For those of us who understand English, today people are not listening to the talks of deen. It's not reaching the recesses of the heart. And those that are listening are not understanding. And those that understand are not practicing. For some reason Allah Pak gave him tawfiq to practice, he's not being constant on it. Or he becomes sporadically brilliant, meaning that like how when we open cold drink and how the gas shoots out, so after some talk he becomes sporadically brilliant instead of being constantly average. For some reason he started making amal, then shaitan and nafs attack him from the angle that he does not have ikhlas behind it. In other words, now he starts talking about what he is doing. And he says, all this is happening because of me. Madrasa running because of me. This masjid is operating, or the masjid is operating because of me. That and that and that. Those boreholes are dug because of me. See all those poor people, they're drinking water because of me. Hi, hi, hi. So my dear brothers and elders, at the end of that bayan, I mentioned a few points where a person thinking that he's on the right path but still getting caught by the snare of shaitan. Remember, a trap to catch a rodent is not only the formidable rat trap that existed with a piece of cheese. There are many types of traps to catch a rodent. Some exist in a cage form, some exist in a liquid form, some exist in a pellet form. So when shaitan sees that one or two people or a group have now escaped me from this trap, let me catch them in another trap. So I mentioned about the internet and the television, that each one of us, there I just touched on the subject, and today I will carry on. That when a person says, Alhamdulillah, Maulana, I have managed to take out this devil box from my house. But you have taken out the devil box from the house, but in the word devil is still the evil, and you have brought the evil box inside. And that is giving the children and the family access to the internet without any parental guidance, without any parental care. Because in there you can find a lot about the encyclopedia, and you need any subject, you can contact the Muftiyani Ikram also through the internet. But without the parental guidance, where and where our children reach? Whereas before, what I have been led to understand, that what existed on the screen was already printed out. But with the computer and the internet, there is no boundary where a person can reach. Y'all will bail me out on this. He can be sitting here and next thing he's contacting somebody there. And the khurafat and the evil and all the wrong and the darkness from there can come into our home. So be careful of this point. Like this, I mentioned a few other points, my dear brothers. Now stemming from that, I want to carry on in this line and explain to the brothers That you see how we have spiritual high, like the month of Ramadan will come. And in the month of Ramadan, you find that ibadat will escalate. In other words, tahajjud salat comes into being. You find Quran Sharif tilawat coming into being. People are more polite. Sometimes they even give bonus during to the employees during the month of Ramadan. So khairat also comes into being. Like how the Musliman, our Muslim brethren, experience the spiritual highs, we also have a period of the year, a few periods of the year, whereby a person goes on a spiritual low. Now you'll say, where is this period of spiritual low? When a person comes to the period of vacation, or what we know in the old terms, holiday, then it's a vacation, but he vacates himself out of the masjid. And a whole lot of other things that displeases Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into being. Now, dear brothers, most of us are the residents of Durban. We know, and we have come to know, and we read, and we understand, and the advertisements through different means have reached our ears that what is going to happen during these vacations. In other words, plotted fitna. One is fitna that is not plotted, it happens. There too we should exercise caution. But where it's planned that on certain date we're going to displease Allah Jalla wa Ala, on certain date we will trample the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on certain date we will go against this injunction of the Quran Kareem. Now we know Durban is a hub because everyone else is freezing everywhere, they're going to come here. My dear brothers, if our members of our family are coming, or if we who are here, I will repeat what I told the brothers last week in the Jummah Bayan. As I told you before, my talks are not complex. Complex bayans are given by people who have the ability to give it. I mention things on the ground level for everybody to take something home. My dear brothers, vacation is known as taking a break. Now I want you to play with these words in your mind when you go home. Mention it to the children, mention it to the wife. Whilst taking a break, don't break. You're with me. At the same time, learn how to apply the break. I'm not an English pro, brothers, but it's working, you know. Take a break. Many of us are going to go with our children and wife and parents somewhere. That is a person maybe going away from Overport, maybe to Shepston to visit his relatives. So that is taking a break. But do not break what? The orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat, for whom did we respond to us? Salatu khayru minan nom. Because it was the day that I was going to my office, or I was going to my shop, or I was going to my job, so I came for salat. As-salatu khayru minan nawm, when it's called out in my place that I'm taking a break, there too I must understand that the law of Allah exists. Allah Pak is not only in our hometown, boy. Wherever you go, you'll find Allah Pak. So take a break, but do not break the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two breaks, EAK. But the last break which I want to mention, learn when to break. We heard of ABS breaks and this breaks and that breaks. We should know that now certain thing in front of me is calling me towards that. Because during the holiday, the credit card is swiped faster than any other time. During the holiday, money is dished out faster than any other time. Know when to spend, what to spend on. And my dear brothers, know who you're giving money to also. We think that my job as a father is to provide lovely clothing for my children. Winter-wise, they must be warm. Summer-wise, they must be cool. And they must have a sumptuous meal. And that is my duty. And of course, a nice house to protect them from the rain and from the sun and whatever have you. Do you know that in the animal kingdom, through the stages of metamorphosis, When the animal goes from this stage to the other stage, parental care is one of the subjects in science. So a human being exercising parental care for his family and just providing naan, nafka, sukna, that is food, clothing and home, has actually not gone far from what he's supposed to do. No doubt if a person provides this, please, my dear brothers, don't take the wrong message home. We should go about this, provide clothing and provide food and provide home. But part and parcel of us being biological fathers, we have to be spiritual fathers to the home. Don't only be a matrimonial husband to the wife, but be a spiritual husband to the wife also. My dear brothers and elders, each and every person who's going to walk in here, those who have walked here, those who have sat here, have the ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what type of evil turbulence exists on the outer side, he can withstand it if he sticks by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing when to apply the brake for himself. Like how a person is driving in his car and he looks at the pothole. The pothole is right there. How he will avoid it at that time? The family might question him. Abba, Daddy, Papa, why the sudden turn? Didn't you see that pothole? It would have meant my alignment going out. That would have meant something happening to the tires. Oh, Papa, at least you have saved us from difficulty. When you see a pothole in front of you, that now it's holiday time and the casino lights are buzzing there. Come, open 24 hours. The thought comes to the mind. We know gambling is haram, but just to see is all right, you know. Like the common thought that to have one look at a woman is okay. There's no such thing like that. One accidental look that somebody passed you and then you look down, that is what the ulama ikram are mentioning. So from this, many people become great ulama and they try to extract. The common man now becomes a faqih. No, this is this. So just to look at the casino, nothing will happen. My dear brothers, why didn't you just put that car into that pothole? Just put it. It's okay. Nothing would have happened. It would have taken the shock. You see how careful we are with our material things. Like that, be like a lion to protect your family against the fitan that exists, my dear brothers and elders. Shaitan will try to mislead us. He didn't leave the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. He didn't leave many, many people, and he's not going to leave us. We have to take bana and we have to really ask Allah Pak to help us. And the best way to avoid being caught in the trap of shaitan is don't go near the traps of shaitan. Because once a deer is caught in the snare, then to come out from that snare, if you have some knowledge about what is the strength of a snare, the only way the deer will escape is by breaking its leg out from there, and it will walk away with three normal legs and one leg that has been mutilated. So when a person is in fitna, he's in the casino, and he's pulling the gambling machines, and he's attacking his iman, then even if the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into him, shaitan will put waswasa, nafs will then attack him from inside, that I've already committed so much of sin, now what's there? Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. He will somehow misinterpret everything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only way to get himself out from there, my dear brothers, he'll have to tear his heart from there. So what do we say? The Quran has put a very beautiful qaida. Qaida means rule, or a very beautiful recipe for us to follow. Yes, the Quran means do not commit zina. But when the injunction with regards zina came in the Quran Kareem, what does Allah Jalla wa Ala tell us, my dear brothers? وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't go near zina. So in the same light, don't go near the places of gambling, because we'll get pulled in. Dear brothers and elders, what is taking a break all about? It is that time that probably you were so busy, you did not have
a chance to find out what surahs your children know. This is what the holiday is supposed to be spent with. You did not have time to ask your teenage son that, do you know the massage of ghusl now? I see that you have come of age. There are certain hairs on your chin. That businessman is moving from this town to that town, or from this country to the next country. He did not have a chance, maybe probably, to express gratitude to his wife for all the khidmat she made, all the service she has rendered in her home while he was away. His holidays are for that. Spend it in that. In other words, my dear brothers, for a person to take a rest, no doubt a person can take a rest. But in what manner he takes a rest, my dear brothers, this is very, very important. The other part of us, those that might move away here and there, it is very, very unfortunate that wherever we are going, our natural fitrat and those things that are very, very common with our day-to-day life, like food and water, we need it wherever we go. Whether we're in Baitul Maqdas or we're sitting in America, we're going to still need food and water. So during these breaks also, the people need food and water. In other words, they need some type of sustenance. So because the person is traveling and going around, probably an unplanned meal just comes about. So what is the procedure of a lion in a jungle? What is the procedure of a fox in a jungle? They've got no fridges. They've got no storage and larders where they can put food. When a lion feels hungry, or a cheetah feels hungry, or a leopard feels hungry, then it starts to hunt. And the first buck that comes in its way, they preys upon it, and that is a meal for 1 or 2 days. Human being, my dear brothers, especially a Musliman, he can't just get hungry and the first stop that comes in front of him, here, purchase and bring, let us eat, shukar, alhamdulillah, and carry on. The amount of haram food that is consumed in these periods, you'll be shocked, my dear brothers, you'll be shocked. No question about it. Do not be deceived by ha, lam, alif, lam. Wherever you see that sign, halal, it is there. Can I take a small, beetle and put a Mercedes sign on it and say, no, everybody will say, Maulana's got a Mercedes now. Will it qualify, my dear brothers? Any store that puts halal on it, alhamdulillah, let me go and buy. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Dear brothers and elders, when we are crying under atrocities and the carnages that are taking place on the ummah, and they are lifting up their hand to say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us. Oh Allah, Jalla wa Ala, take us out from the misery. Oh Allah, we're living in crime. Burglar guard inside, burglar guard outside. Alarm system, gun, security system. What other system is left, my dear brothers? Dua is a system, but why the duas are not accepted? What of the harms which come in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the consumers of haram, their duas are not accepted? Allah Pak says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum, wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb." Allah is Allah. Allah accepts duas. But if banda is not banda, then Allah won't accept the duas. My dear brothers, kana dekhiya to khaliya khushya. Saw the food, ate it and happy. Be very careful, my dear brothers. When the Ashabul Kahf slept for 309 years by, on awakening, you'll find one of the ayat of the Quran that from the seven that were there, Tamlikha, Zulawas, Kastat, Yunus, Kamiksal, Mina, Sanusus, Saritunus, and Maritunus, they sent Tamlikha to go and purchase food. Now, whatever different translations come, but one of the things they told him, Azka Ta'aman, go and buy pure halal food. Hunger of 309 years, my dear brothers, but still, first thing being told, the guideline, go and get halal food. Dear brothers, no doubt a person, this is not only for now, in this period, in general, my dear brothers, it doesn't mean because something is cheap or something is on special, my dear brothers, we must just bring it home. So halal food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. So much of detail goes behind what animals a person can eat, Which animals you cannot eat. Wherever you open in the Quran al-Kareem, my dear brother, if you take little bit chance, little bit of time, give yourself the chance to expose ourselves to the Quran al-Kareem. And the injunctions of the Quran al-Kareem, they are put there in front of us, made simply in the commentary, that what Allah is telling us about halal food. So how will I protect myself from taking haram? What can I use, my dear brothers? Very, very simple. When in doubt, leave it out. When a person has a doubt with regards halal food, is it halal? Is it not halal? I'm not sure. Then, my dear brothers, if it means a person have to get a loaf of halal bread and there's a packet of crisps, what we call chips, the potato chips, and he has to eat that on the road, then let him eat that. Inshallah, that namaz won't be affected in any way. When you come home, you can eat a sumptuous meal. And I've gone even further in explaining this. When in doubt, leave it out, even if it is fish or trout. Now why you say, Maulana, fish haram? Many of the Muslims don't know that how many gallons of wine have gone down their bellies. Because for some reason the chefs and those people who've got knowledge about preparing fish will tell you that wine adds some types of flavor to it. I don't want to enhance their recipes, but I'm just telling you that do not think if you're buying fish or you're buying some type of seafood, it's going to be halal always. Because the additives, my dear brothers, what makes it haram. So dear brothers and elders, how else can I spend this time that is coming up for me? Where else can I channel my sons? And what other program can I make for my daughters? So many programs of deen are taking place, my dear brothers, not far from us. So many people are going out in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu. How many times, my dear brothers, we are being asked that send our youth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Is it only that we want to contact those brothers that will take our son in the path of Allah after he becomes affected? No, my dear brothers. Like how we take the flu injection so we don't get flu. Don't let the son be affected by the environment. Then you come, Maulana, give us a taweez. At that time, my dear brothers, the only taweez we can give that father is telling him that you have wasted your son's life. So send our children, those who have age, in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are not saying that send him only for the complete duration of his vacation. My dear brothers, take out a portion and expose him to it. It's so important, my dear brothers and elders, that we take out our wealth, our health, behind the iman of our child. The other night I met a youngster. I asked him, Muhammad, where were you? He says, Maulana, I went for tuition. In what subject? Mathematics. How much does a tuition cost? Roughly, he mentioned to me, for 2 hours, Maulana, they charged me 100 rand. To get the son to understand some trigonometry and some algebra, his papa is prepared to spend behind him 100 rands for every 2 hours that he goes, and that is if he understands also after that. Dear brothers and elders, for his son to make mathematical calculations so that he can get a pass at the end of the year, the father is prepared to spend. For the son to calculate what is the order of Allah at this time and at that time, what Allah wants from me when the muazzin is saying as-salatu khayrun minan nawm, what Allah wants from me when the time for zakat comes, what Allah wants from me during Ramadan, what Allah wants from me when a ghair mahram passes in front of me. For him to find out all this, is that father prepared to spend that money behind the son's iman? Then you meet other youngsters. Where have you been? Maulana, I'm just coming from the gym. Acha? Our youngsters are in the gym. Maybe he wants to build a few muscles. By how much is the fees? There too he'll put an exorbitant amount. Why? So that the son can have a few biceps. Are the fathers not prepared to spend behind the spiritual biceps of his son? Come, my dear brothers, let's call a spade a spade. What have we done to our youngsters today? We have mollycoddled them, so to say, in inverted commas, made them mama's boys, and left them at home. And they sit on our head, like how you get a tick that sucks the blood out of a bovine creature. They will suck the money out of us to get the latest phone, to get the latest internet, to get the latest car. But when are we going to give him what he needs? Don't fry to be a true father, my dear brothers. First, when a person will eat herbs, it will be bitter to the mouth. But when he starts seeing the iron level in his body increase, he'll be happy. The first time you put in front of him some deen, yes, his mouth might change. He might get a bitter feeling. But don't feel shy to be a father. What is hurting us the most, the ulama ikram, that fathers are not standing up as fathers. Allah make us maaf, my dear brothers. That is only far as the boys go. And the delicate princesses of our home? Are we sufficing on that SMS? No, Papa, I'm still by Fatima's house, don't worry. My dear brothers, don't be deceived by that SMS that comes to you from your daughter to tell you that she's by the friend's house. So many girls have misled their parents, and the only time the parents believe what those children have done behind their backs, when they come with one parcel in the hand and say, Papa, this is your grandchild. This is happening in Ummah, boy. And do not think it cannot happen to me. The biggest problem today, it won't happen to me. Why? Because certain person was an alim in my family, it won't happen to me. Don't forget, Nuh alayhi salam's son, Lut alayhi salam's wife. Like this, the story goes on, Ibrahim alayhi salam's father. In the house of a Nabi, people are going astray. You think in our house, if we do not put the correct deen in front of them, they won't go astray? Dear brothers and elders, let us rise and look at the color of the day. What part have we played? One is in the ummat, but that ummat that exists in the home. We are screaming loud, and we are declaring very loudly, we want an Islamic government. Has Allah not made you the state president of your house? Has Allah not made you the parliament of your home? Can you not have boardroom meetings at home and find out what is happening in the house? Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara is the ayat of the Quran al-Karim, which we should check up and ask from the ulama ikram what Allah is mentioning to us. May Allah Pak give you and give this insignificant one the ability to make amal upon what has been said. Dear brothers, this was not a lash upon anybody. It is not my habit to pick on any one person, because each one's face is almost New Year. I'm only telling you this, so that if you know somebody who's going through this plight, put out that loving hand to that brother. Call him one side after salat, or if he's not coming to the masjid, sit with him one corner, give him a glass of cold water, and explain to him what was mentioned in this bayan. If you are on the right track and the wife is not playing the game with you, she is the means of misleading the children, then my dear brothers, in a most sweet way, put this talk in front of her also. If it is your children that don't want to play the game with you, then you put this talk in front of them with hikmat, and then make dua behind it. Allah Pak will save our families, inshallah, my dear brothers. Allah will save them. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.